For the past week or so, we've been speaking about Marikana, 10 years after the shooting at the Marikana on the Platinum Belt. And our reporter, Teto Makhlokwana, has been out there speaking to some of the children of those killed, some of the widows of the Marikana massacre as well. And many of the widows still very, very emotional about what's happened, saying that they still feel resentment towards President Cyril Ramaphosa and towards authorities on the and they are yet to forgive. Have a listen to Teto Makhlokwana sitting down with one of the widows.
I do not have forgiveness. Worse is that our homes have been shut. Our children are orphans. How can you forgive when your home is closed? And the same people who killed our husbands, we must report to and ask for help.
While many of us only take a moment to reflect on the deadly Marikana strike that claimed the lives of 44 people in August, for those who walk with the wounds of the fateful events, it is a daily struggle to survive and cope. Nokthula Zibambele's pain is visible. She wails, stops, cries, stops, and fights back tears throughout our conversation. When asked about forgiveness, her face displays a mixture of grief, anger, and disbelief.
Our children have no one to guide them, grow them, teach them how to live. Our husbands were killed like flies. Our children, especially the boys, need a father. But if Ramaphosa can come and apologize, he must just come and say he apologizes for what happened. Houses are closed. Children have no parents.
Marikana did not only take away her husband, but she's convinced that if she had been home to care for her children, her eldest daughter, who took her own life in 2016, may still be alive. Teto Makhlokwana, Eyewitness News, Marikana.
That's Teto's report from Marikana, sitting down with one of the widows. Teto joining us now from Marikana. Teto, good afternoon to you. You can really get a sense there of the resentment and the fact that many of the widows in Marikana feel like they have not sufficiently been apologized to.
Good afternoon, Mandy. Absolutely. It's quite raw, you know, when you walk at the Kopi, entitled the community, going into the homes of these women who have been forced to leave behind their homes in the Eastern Cape and elsewhere to come and work in the mine in the spaces of their late husbands, that it's unfinished business for them. They are yet to come to terms with what happened, but most so, they feel as though there has been an intentional invisibilization by the government and many other stakeholders who have simply continued with life in the past 10 years. With that big question, of course, around forgiveness, they say they know it will not bring back their loved ones. They know that the compensation they've been crying for, saying financially compensators for wrongful death, will not replace that space that has been left behind by their husbands, but it's the least the government can do to try and say we see you and we recognize.
Teto, we'll leave it there. Thank you. Teto Makhlokwana, EWN senior reporter in Marikana, bringing us there the voices of some of the widows of Marikana 10 years on.